Unit 2, Lesson 3.
Many people think it would have been nice to live in another century. Less stress, less pollution, more time for leisure, etc. But what was life really like, for example, in the mid-19th century? Let's take London as an example. If you think it was a small, clean city, you'd be very much mistaken. The interesting thing is that London was already one of the biggest cities in Europe, and it had all the problems and none of the conveniences of big cities today. Of course, there weren't any cars yet, but even so, traffic was a problem. There were thousands of carts, horse-drawn carriages, and delivery wagons on the streets, and no traffic laws. The city was terribly dirty. Many of the streets were not paved, and there was mud when it rained and dust when it was dry. People used to throw garbage and dirty water into the streets. Victorian London suffered from both water and air pollution. The River Thames, which runs through the capital, was polluted because there were no sewage systems, and there were no controls on factory emissions. All the waste went into the river. There was also air pollution caused by smoke from factories, gas streetlights, and coal fires in homes. On many days, three-quarters of the sunlight was blocked by air pollution. Because sanitary conditions were terrible, disease was a big problem, and there were no antibiotics. Much of the capital's population suffered from, and often died, as a result of severe respiratory diseases, such as asthma and bronchitis, or infections such as cholera, typhoid, and tuberculosis. So I'm personally very glad that I'm living today and not in 19th century London. I think life in those days must have been very difficult for the majority of people.